This is a very exciting week, friends, and one that I have been a little nervous about for the last 6 months. You already know that my book, Podcasting for Business, is written and available for pre-order, which you can and should do at podcastingforbusiness.com/book. But what you may not know is that my coach, Amy Collette, and I documented the entire process of writing it in a 7-episode podcast series that you can watch or listen to right now. All of it. The whole process. The good, the bad, the grumpy. And there's a little grumpy. All 7 episodes are live, so if you want a glimpse behind the curtain of writing a book from the idea to the manuscript, I suggest you check it out. I'm Megan Doherty, and this is The Company Show, where we talk about how to create an effective and profitable podcast for your business when it's just one of the many, many things you have to do every week. If writing a book has been on your radar, or if you've got half a dozen on your shelf and you want to enjoy watching the struggle through Title I, check out the series. It's truly a tell-all, and I admit, I'm a little nervous to be so visible in public. So be kind. Today, to celebrate the launch of the whole series, I'm going to be sharing the first full episode of Unleash Your Inner Author. This is where Amy and I talk about the book I plan to write, the worries and concerns I had about it, and what the whole process was going to look like. So here's episode 1 of the Unleash Your Inner Author podcast, the kickoff.
Do you want to write a book, but you just don't know where to start? Well, you're not alone. That's where most people start. I'm Amy Collette, founder of Unleash Your Inner Author. I love to help people get that story, that transformation that they've been carrying around in their heads, onto the page of their book, of their finished manuscript. I'm doing that in this podcast, behind the scenes, so you can get a glimpse with a real author in real time to see what the whole process looks like, so you can join us on the journey. I'm going to be talking to Megan Doherty, who is starting at the very beginning. She hasn't started writing yet, and that's a great place, that idea stage where nothing has really taken shape yet. The first part of the journey is what I call the 2-day intensive retreat. And it's to get all the foundations set before you start writing. And what's really fun about this conversation that I had with Megan is that I didn't know going in that she may have felt a little resistant about that. So you'll have to wait till the end to see what her aha moment was. I really appreciate so much that Megan stayed open to the process, because when you go into this, it's like taking a leap. You don't know really what you're getting into. So she was trusting the process, staying open, and she reached a place where is perfect place for her to be before we go into the retreat and really start to bring her book to life. Just relax. I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions and, you know, really get to know, understand what we're going to be doing together in the next few weeks. So just remind me again exactly the topic of the book and what you want it to be.
Yeah, so we wanted to write a book that will really explain and dig into and teach the podcasting framework that we use in our business and with our clients. So that is the Business Podcast Blueprints. There are 5 of them, and they each kind of represent a different high-level reason that a business might be podcasting. And it's possible to develop a podcast to really effectively do one of those 5 things as well as possible. And so that's what we'd like to kind of explore and communicate with the book.
Thanks for reminding me about that, because I really love your approach to it, which is really different from what I hear other podcast producers talk about. So how long has this idea for writing a book about it been in your head and heart?
Well, we probably said we should write a book about this 5 to 12 minutes after we came up with the concept and really identified what the blueprints were. So that would have been sometime in early 2020.
Okay, so it's been a while.
It's been a while, but we have not, because we are here. So the time is now.
Okay, so let me ask another question before I ask you more about that. How do you feel about not having done it yet?
I mean, it's not like we've spent the intervening time, like I haven't spent it sitting around twiddling my thumbs with nothing to do. It's been busy. We run a business. People work at it. We have clients. But I guess it is very much on the list of things I feel I should have made time for, or I feel I should have done. And I feel like we should be able to say, you know, here's our company, check out our book. And I can't currently.
Then the next question is, so you haven't really tried to sit down and write the book yet. It's because you've been tied up doing everything else. All right, so let me circle back around to what you said earlier. You said now's the time. So why is now the time?
A lot has changed in our business. Since we first came up with this concept, we've worked with it a lot more. We really have tons of great examples of how this works, really great methodologies for, you know, any business owner to be able to apply to their podcast. And we're also more clear about kind of who we are as a company and, you know, who I am as a business owner. So I think that feels to me like it makes it a really good time to stop putting off this big kind of like stance taking project.
So that sounds wonderful, because the ideas have to gel and they grow and they expand and you find out what works and what doesn't. So how do you feel about that in terms of bringing value to people reading your book about waiting to write it until now?
At this moment, I'm glad that we did wait, because over the years when we've used this more and more and we have done more and more research as well to kind of back it up and learn more about the industry, and we've discovered that, you know, what we initially thought was a framework of 3 or 4 was actually a framework of 5. And now that we are doing this, we can release something that feels a lot more complete. You know, there's not that missing, really highly compelling thing that there kind of had been. Maybe I was procrastinating for purpose.
I love that. That's a new tagline, procrastinating for purpose. That works. Maybe that could be a tagline for some kind of podcast or a book. Could be a subtitle.
Maybe.
Oh, that's really funny. But it really is true, where you grow, you expand, and then you're finally ready to kind of birth this new creation into the world as it's evolved. And I'm sure it'll continue to evolve over time. Besides, you know, I always hear from people that they're busy, they're doing all the things, and they've got all this balls in the air. And as entrepreneurs, we know that's absolutely true. But is there anything else that might have been holding you back from writing it?
Okay, so something that we have never done well as a company is build audience. I mean, we consistently create content that goes out in the world, but we don't tell people that we do things very much, which is kind of a foundational problem. I am so worried that a book would fall into that category of something great that we did that no one ends up hearing about because we don't talk about it for whatever reason. We're all behind the scenes people at the company. Mm-hmm. So I'm worried of creating something that's really amazing and it's kind of sitting on the shelf, not doing anything.
Thank you for sharing that. That's really interesting, because I think that's a hidden fear of a lot of authors. Any other factors that come up for you? Because being behind the scenes people, sometimes that vulnerability is being seen, is being more visible. How does that feel to you?
So accurate. I cannot think of anything more likely to keep me up at night, you know, stewing and wanting to like tear out my hair than thinking that there are people out there in the world talking about me. What a horrible notion. Even if it's good, I don't want it to be happening. I think that's a really, really true thing. This is on a more personal element of it too. What if it's just I that think it's, like, what if only I think it's really good? What if it's actually not very good or not very clear? Or what if I think it's great and it actually sucks? I'm really, really freaked out by that notion.
So what I hear when you say that is it's not going to be good enough. The fear is that it's not going to be good enough. And I think this is something that I, as an author, and every author that I've ever worked with, fears. You're going to get some bad reviews on Amazon, or somebody's just not going to like it or think it's very good. So we can talk more about that. In the program, when we start working through this, Megan, we'll talk about that and many other things that come up. But thank you so much for saying that, because when you talk about your soulmate, I call it your soulmate reader, your audience, you know, the people who really need this and really get it, they're going to love it and think it's awesome, because we're not going to produce a book that's not good. It's going to be good quality. It's going to be good writing. You're a content creator, so I have a high degree in confidence in you. But what matters is that you have that sense of confidence. And so talking about our audience, I think, will really help you reconnect with the people who really do need your message and who do connect with it. You have clients who really love your ideas, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like when we talk to most people and kind of explain what we work on, most people think, oh, that's really cool. I've never thought about it this way before, or I'm going to change what I'm doing on the basis of this. So yeah, I've got every reason to expect it will be, you know, for the right audience, a perfectly acceptable, even enjoyable and useful work product. But I guess on that level of just, it's a new thing we've never done before. It's going to involve learning a lot of processes that I've never done before. And then I'd love if you could tell me otherwise, but I'm pretty sure we're going to have to tell people about it at some point. That makes me a little nervous too.
Do you feel like you're well set up in your business to be able to talk about it and be excited about telling the world about it when it's done?
I believe I can convincingly fake it one way or another.
Okay, so let me come at it from a different angle, Megan. I'm a good fake it till you make it person too. I'm a big believer. Yeah. You got to kind of feel it first, right? Mm-hmm. So let me step back and say, okay, Megan, in your mind, like even close your eyes for a second and imagine, if you can, your book being done. The writing is done, all the editing, all the design, everything is done. And now it's come the day when you get your first box of books delivered and you open them up. How does that feel?
Yes, it would be pretty exciting. I feel like the successful completion of a big project.
And what does that mean to you personally? Like, what's that feeling that you get when you see that first book printed for real?
I mean, I think it'd be pretty cool.
Like, imagine doing an unboxing video.
Oh, yeah. My social media guy's going to love that. He will absolutely make me do that.
Exactly. Oh, it's a really fun way to record your own reaction, because it is kind of sometimes hard to imagine what that's going to be like, because it hasn't become real for you yet.
I am kind of struggling to visualize it. Like, our clients often have books, and so sometimes they'll send a copy and opening it up. It's very exciting to see what they have created and they're so proud of to share. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not willing to let myself feel too much about it before we get into the process.
So I'll be asking you about that later. Okay. You know, as we get further into the process. But even to check those boxes of like done, you know, it's actually done after having carried it around in your heart for so long. Now, wow, it's in reality and you get to tell people about it. But that's where I see you, that fear of really marketing it and telling people about it show up too. Is that not quite getting too excited about it yet?
If I get really excited about it, then I have the potential to be really disappointed.
Oh.
Whereas if it's just some work that I'm doing, it can go well, it can go poorly, and that's cool. It's just part of a work day, right?
Right. Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about that. Because does this feel different to you from just another work project?
For me, it very much is a work project. As a business owner, we provide a valuable service to people who need it at a high level of quality. We're not curing brain cancer. This is podcasting. It's work. My work fairly separate from my personal life. This isn't to say I'm not very proud of the work we do. I am very proud of the work that we do. And I think we've come up with something really, really cool. And I am really excited to put it into a more formal context, make this formula that we've developed, this methodology, it's real. And I'm excited about that. But yeah, I don't stay awake most nights thinking about podcasting.
So a book, it always is, for entrepreneurs, it's always a work project. And I always say, in some ways, you know, just think of it as another project, because then it becomes less intimidating. It's less of this big, huge, hairy monster that you have to approach. And it's just like any other project where you have a plan and you do things to make it happen, right? You've done that a million times before. But it's also personal, because just like your business, this is a creation that has never existed before on the planet. And it's come right out of your head and your heart. You know, you and your team have created this. It's also a personal accomplishment.
It certainly will be. It certainly will be. It's been interesting to kind of start letting people know a little bit this project is happening. I guess we're at a stage, and maybe you can let me know if this is a common stage. Right now, other people are way more excited about it than I am. It's like I'll get on a networking call and they're like, oh, what's new with you? And I'm like, oh, I'm starting to write a book. And they'll go, oh, you're writing a book? That's amazing. And I'm just like, I guess so. I told my parents and my dad's just like, this is amazing. We have to go out for dinner. I'm like, so I'm like, I'm very well supported by people around me, which is amazing.
That's awesome. You know, and it is kind of common. I think sometimes people get too excited beforehand, but I also feel you holding back a little bit. And that's perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine. It's just like a new relationship where some people get super excited and just over the top and it's too much, you know, kind of makes you want to run away. Other people are more reserved, right? And they're going to like wait and see what happens. So really writing the book is building a relationship with this new creation and along the way with your reader. So how does that feel to you?
I like the take it slow idea, keeping in mind that this is a process going to be going on for at least the next 3 months. And I guess I'm sort of thinking, you know, one of the reasons maybe that I'm holding a little back on the excitement or the enthusiasm is I've got a personal tendency, and I think I'm probably not the only one in the world who has this, but once I start thinking of an idea, mentally it's kind of done. And it's like, okay, I've got the dopamine from having made the decision to do this. And I don't want to fall into that trap and end up, you know, not putting in all of the effort required or to do a good enough job because I've already kind of got that, oh, it's done, I've celebrated already feeling.
So when you think of it as done, I have another client who calls that done energy.
Done energy, yeah. I don't want done energy yet because it's not done yet.
Yeah, but it can be a very positive thing in terms of, I mean, does that done energy feel like it gives you some confidence? Or what does that done energy do for you?
It completely throws me off. Done energy means it's done. So I'm not going to work on it. I'm not going to prioritize it. I'm not going to give it the attention it deserves because it's done. So I do not want this project to fall into that bucket.
Okay, that's a really interesting, different take than I'm used to. It's like, I think of that done energy of like giving you the feeling and motivation to like actually carry it out, but you know it will be done. It will be completed and it will be great and all of that. So maybe we can work on turning that energy, you know, or just keeping an eye on that energy because that's one of the things I want to know up front before we really dive into the book is what are those fears or barriers, I call them fear dragons, that might be circling around ready to target you when you're in the middle of the process. And we'll talk more about that as we get into it. But thank you for sharing that because I think that's really interesting. So if we can turn that energy around a little bit, if you could say, like, when you tell people that you're writing a book, what are you excited about that? What gets you jazzed?
I am excited to be done and have a book. And I really love the thought of being able to send a new client our book when, like, they first sign with us and being able to send them a physical copy in the mail. I think that'll be really, really cool. I love the strategy at conferences. I love when people bring books to give out as almost like business cards at conferences. I just think it's nifty. I always take them. I always read them. So I'm excited about that.
Cool. Because how does that make you feel about the authors of those books?
I guess I feel like they must be very well organized. And I really admire that.
Yeah.
It's good strategy. You know, it's good strategy and I respect good strategy and I would like to have good strategy.
I mean, one of the reasons people bring those books to conferences and shows and speaking events and all that stuff is that it does really lend you credibility, a level of credibility that puts you sort of above those folks who haven't written a book. Because when you think about it, so many people say they want to write a book. But very few actually do it. And there are statistics about that.
Really? Okay, just really quickly, do you have them off the top of your head? I love a good statistic.
Yeah, I do, but I can't verify them. I have searched high and low and I see these statistics all over the place, but not the scientific study that says this is where they came from. So I just call it conventional wisdom.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I can't track down the actual source. And that is 80% of people say that they want to write a book, whether it's a nonfiction book like we're doing or a novel, you know, great American novel or whatever it is. 3% of the population actually publishes a book in their lifetime. It's pretty interesting. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people who want to write a book too, but those who follow through are definitely the minority.
Really interesting.
Yeah, an interesting and small group.
So I find that quite motivating.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad. Yeah. It's an elite club.
Our company, One Stone Creative, our foundational principles is we do what we say we're going to do. So now you're watching this out there in the world, viewers and listeners. We said we're going to do it. So we're doing it. Come hell or high water.
Right. Right. What does that doing it mean for you? What is success like from this program? What does success look like for you?
If you can grab me by the scruff of the neck and actually get me to outline and then write to the point where we have a finished manuscript, they're going to build a statue in your honor. I like the act of writing. I love the act of like teaching and explaining via words. Words are the way I like written words, the way I like to do it the most. I have no idea how to write a book. It's always felt in my head as something. It's just like, oh, just write a book. You know, one summer, take a couple weeks and write. I used to work with someone who could write a book like that, and it was possibly damaging to my idea of how the process works. But just success is going to be, like you say, it's going to be a physical book that we can give to someone. And my dad's going to be really proud of me, so I'm really excited about that.
There's going to be another celebration then.
There's going to be another celebration today.
Yeah, and the thing is, I love to celebrate all throughout the process. You know, you got to celebrate those small wins because it's easy to kind of check off that accomplishment, got that chapter done. I got to move on to the next chapter. I'm already feeling behind, you know, without taking a minute to pause and reflect and celebrate. This is a milestone.
This is like all of the like self-reflection, personal work we're going to have to do in this process, right? Like we're done that part after today. Is that how this works?
Yeah, we'll see about that, Megan. We haven't done the next 2 days yet. That's what we really
Yes, so the next 2 days, the intensive, it's coming up tomorrow.
Yes, it is intensive. But the goal is to have some fun. I mean, it's creative, right? You're creating something new. And you also mentioned that if I can grab you by the scruff of the neck and make you do this, that's not my job, but my job is to help keep you accountable to yourself. Mm-hmm. So I'll ask you right now if I have your permission during our work together to do that.
Absolutely, yes. You very much do.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. I mean, your goals of creating a beautiful professional book that you can be proud of and gladly and proudly hand to your new clients is definitely one that I share with you. So let's make that our goal.
Absolutely agreed. Co-signed. Let's do it.
So we really kick off the process tomorrow and the next day. And it's going to be conversational like this, you know? So you've touched on what it's going to be like and how we can work together. I think we've already established that we have a good rapport and we're going to have a good time doing it.
Amazing. For, you know, both my edification and everyone who's watching and listening to this in the future, what's going to be happening over the next 2 days? Like, what exactly am I in for as we go through this intensive process?
So I call it the intensive 2-day retreat because it gets your book jump-started in 2 days together. So what we do is we start with, you've already filled out the welcome stuff. So there's some personal stuff that I ask you. That's just between you and me. That never gets shared with anyone else. About, you know, your goals, your dreams, you know, some of your background. And that just really helps me understand you better so that I can help support you along the process. And so what we'll start with in the first day is understanding your mission. What is the actual goal for the book? And we go through a whole series of questions that dig into that topic and discuss those. And then take a break for lunch, and then we come back in the afternoon and we talk about your ideal readers, or what I call your soulmate readers. You know, who exactly is this for and why? What problems does it solve for them? What pains do they have? I think our businesses are so similar in some ways, Megan, that people struggle with not knowing how to do it. They don't know how to start. It seems overwhelming to start a podcast, to write a book, when we know there's a system and there's a little magic involved in both of those.
That word, Amy, system, is just so relieving to my mind.
Yes, and you are not alone in that. People love to know, oh, there's a system, like there's a roadmap, and I call it a roadmap for a reason, because you really want that path to go down so that you're not going off in 50 different directions or tangents or not staying focused. And so we do the mission, we do your ideal readers, then the next day we start with you as the author. So we talk about your goals, what fears and things might come up. We touched on that today. And, you know, what's going to serve you best to help you bring this dream to life. So we also talk about that, your biggest, absolute biggest dreams for it. So the, all those things together, I think they're very intertwined. So that's why I like to do them in this intensive way, because they all are woven so closely together. It's sometimes it's hard to pull them apart. So doing them closely together, you can see those commonalities between the topics. And then from all of that, then we can create your roadmap, which is your detailed outline, so that you can tell your stories and show your processes in a way that's super helpful for your ideal readers, you know, that's going to actually move their needle forward.
I love that. It's like, did you ever read or watch The Cider House Rules?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you must. But there's one great line in it. It's, whatever you do, I expect you to be of use. And I've always really loved that. And so I would love to create something that is of use.
Right. And that's the thing. We want to provide absolutely massive value for our readers. You've created this program over the last few years, and you know it works. You know it's fantastic. It changes people's lives and businesses. And that's what we're going to do through your book, too.
All right. Well,
how are you feeling right now about getting started tomorrow?
I'm feeling a really strong urge to start the work of the book itself. I'm kind of, I guess, meant to be like, I would like to skip the next 2 days and jump right into like outlining content. But I'm feeling and I'm hearing, I very much trust you in the process, that all of this work, the intensive work that I'm probably going to find personally difficult and challenging, is really going to help create a better outcome when we do actually get to that point. Is that accurate?
That's a really good point, because earlier we talked about, oh, you should just be able to sit down and write your book, right? And I think we all
want
to
right now.
Right. Like, we should all just know how to write a book and be able to just bat that out, no problem. But again, most people don't do it that way. You know, it's hard to do it without a little bit of guidance and without the clarity. And that's what I found. So I'll tell you a little tiny story. And that is that I was a writer and editor for years. And so when I wrote my first book, people started bringing me manuscripts. Say, hey, I wrote this book. Can you edit it for me? Can you help me get it published? So I'd read these manuscripts, and it was really hard, because these people wrote their book in a vacuum without any guidance or feedback or anything like that. And really what needed to happen is that book needed to get torn apart. There's great content in there, but it was poorly formatted, put together. There wasn't all this clarity beforehand, and it was usually way too much. And nobody's going to sit down and read an 800-page book, right?
I do in my leisure time, but it's fiction.
Right. Some of us read Michener and those books, and, you know, that's fine. Harry Potter even. But most people don't have the attention span for that, right? And that's not really the goal. You don't want to make your client read 800 pages, that you want to get them the information in a more direct way, right?
Yeah.
So having that clarity beforehand works as a filter. So what I mean by that, when questions come up later in the process and you're thinking, well, should I tell this story, or should I give this example, or should I go this direction or that direction? You can run it through your filters. Does it meet my mission? Does it serve my audience? And does it serve my goals as an author? It will answer your question 90% of the time.
I love it. And Amy, you've just absolutely 100% short-circuited any resistance I'm going to give you over the next time that we're in this process. Because using it as a filter, that's exactly what the model that we teach does. And it's exactly how we expect people to use it. Thanks for that. I'm going to have to be very compliant. Or you're going to be able to say, you're being a hypocrite.
I'm really glad that we landed on that. Something that really connects with you and how you do things. Because for me, that really makes sense. when I come to a fork in the road and I have to decide, does it make sense to do this or that? If I've got those filters in place, it makes my life a whole lot easier and reduces the stress and the churn. You know, you can waste a lot of time, and that's what happens when people write their books on their own, is they go off in a direction and then realize 2 months later, oh, I don't think I wanted to do that. I don't think it serves my people in the same way as if I had gone this way. So they've wasted that time and that effort. That's what I really want to help you do too, is stay on track, and having those filters in place is absolutely resourceful tool that you can use every time.
I absolutely love that. And it really makes me feel good about kind of approaching all of this work that is work. I'm always that kind of like preparation and planning and thinking. I'm always very happy to tell other people they should do. Really love having this context for how we're going to be using the mission, the reader, the author, and creating that. It's a decision filter, basically. And that's going to make everything else so much easier because the decision-making work is done.
Yes.
We did it. We worked really hard at it. And so we just have to apply it. And that is such a game changer. Is there anything else I should know as I get ready for the beginning of this work tomorrow?
No, I feel like you are ready. And I'm really glad that we kind of landed on that, because that really is the true purpose of these roadmap sessions, this intensive, and why we do it, so that we can get that clarity. And then you can get started on the writing, and you don't have to wait for weeks or months to do that. You know, we do that in 2 days. And so just another couple of days. Now you can get started with the writing in a confident way and feel good about it. And you'll even have homework, your first writing assignment after our second session.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling excited. I can't wait to do this.
Good. I feel like you changed up your energy a little bit.
It did change. I feel much more excited right now than I did before we had this conversation.
Yeah, I felt that resistance of getting excited about it. And now you're there. So
I think, as you told me, I'm going to get to have a framework for my own writing. And that really excites me on like a personal level. So you're going to help me build like a little mini framework for the purpose of writing this book. And exactly. I think that is such an exciting idea. And I can't wait to do it.
Good, good. So yeah, you create your own roadmap, really. And we have a fun process to do that. We're going to have a great time. You'll learn a lot. The book will start talking to you. It's had a lot of time to marinate and gel and come to life. And so these next 2 days is opening the door to that and inviting the book to come in and really talk to you and start coming to life.
This was such an interesting process and a really strange one for me. It's truly a tell-all about the experience, and there are parts that, looking back on, I find a little embarrassing. But none of us are at our best all the time, and I've learned that it's pretty common to get a little grumpy and a little resistant and have a little difficulty during the coaching process. And it was really important to both me and Amy to show that whole process, challenges at all. We really do go through everything about writing the book, from outlining to running into problems to managing the time to beginnings and endings to writing great examples. There's so much amazing insight in Amy's process. And I think it's really interesting to be able to share what it was like to go through it to create a book that at the end of the day, I'm extremely proud of and that I can't wait to share with our whole community. So I want to publicly thank Amy for all of her support, amazing advice, wonderful accountability, and grace. Check out all of the episodes at unleashyourinnerauthor.com/podcast. The link will be in the show notes. And if you want to grab a copy of the book to page through as you're watching all of these struggles and learning moments, you can do so and also get a free ticket to the Podcasting for Business conference that's happening this November at podcastingforbusiness.com/book. Thank you so much for joining me this week. As always, I've been your host, Megan Doherty, and the company show is produced by the whole team at One Stone Creative. If you found a little value here today, the best way you can support the show is to share it with someone that you think should have a podcast or a book. Until next time.